You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today, we are speaking with Haj Kaur, President and CEO of TrueLine Publishing, a full-service media marketing firm that helps businesses manage and grow their reputations through custom media solutions. Haj, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thanks, Eric. Glad to be here.
Yeah, good to have you out today. So to kick things off, if you would, just get into what is TrueLine Publishing.
Sure. TrueLine Publishing, as you can, infer by the name, we're a full-service publishing house. So we do publish trade journals internationally across various industry verticals. But aside from just publishing magazines, we also have a public relations component as well. So to kind of flesh it out, our main sectors, we have U.S. Builders Review, which is our flagship publication in the construction industry. We've got U.S. Business Executive, which houses various industry verticals, ranging from healthcare to food and beverage, agriculture, energy and power, all the way to specialty segments on general counsels and CTOs, for example. We do specialty segments all the time for things like Green Build, the Green Build Expo. It kind of ranges, we run the gamut. We have a wider variety of topics that we cover. We also have a Canadian magazine, Canadian Business Executive, which does the same thing up there. But the journals are really more of a vehicle to help companies raise their bottom lines by way of telling their story, essentially. So we're involved in what's called custom media, which means that companies that are featured with TrueLine can tell their story, get editorial review of the actual article that we're writing about them, so that they can ensure that we're basically characterizing their company in the proper light. Then we essentially give them various tools to utilize from that point on, that they can kind of, it helps with brand management, enhancing their online reputation profile, and really just gives them a bit more of an arsenal to market themselves and really influence the buying decisions of the folks that matter.
And what media solutions does TrueLine Publishing and its magazines offer?
Good question. Basically, the media solutions are pretty much threefold. First you've got the journal feature. So initially, of course, we're writing an article. So a company, we do in-depth interviews with C-level executives, and then we put together an article that really characterizes whatever the message is that they're trying to get across in that moment. So it could be regarding a specific product or service, a new release of a product, or it could just be an overall company corporate profile, just kind of really digging into what makes a company special. We then, the next sort of level of the service is the brochure. So we take the article and we reproduce it into a customized digital brochure that the companies can utilize as marketing collateral. They can essentially, print it off. We give them the high resolution PDF with bleed, so they can print off the copies of the brochure, bring it to trade shows, hand it out to clients as needed, submit them with bids if they're in the construction industry. They can also do that digitally. We give them a thumbnail image of the actual brochure itself. It's basically a custom media piece that's specifically designed just for them, that's got its own front and back covers with their information on it. And a little thumbnail image they can utilize in their email signatures, kind of an as seen in U.S. Builders Review or whatever magazine it is of ours that we feature them in. They can also post it to their website, kind of showcasing the fact that they've been featured as well. And lastly, we run what's called Google optimization on the article. So the article itself, we give everyone their own dedicated link page on our website, and we optimize it appropriately for Google, such that when someone does a Google search, more often than not, we're able to get this up to the first page of that Google search when someone is researching the company. And that's huge, because obviously when someone's trying to make a buying decision, typically if you're taking your wife out for dinner, Eric, you're probably going to check and see online whether the place got good ratings, right?
I would say in most cases, most definitely.
And that's kind of what we do. So it's the same idea. Before someone makes a buying decision, they might do a quick Google search on that company, and we're able to provide links from a third-party reputable source, which is us, obviously, that essentially says that this company is a notch above their competitors. So it really helps to shape and influence the buying decisions of the folks that matter. So that's those are really the solutions that we offer here.
Why should a company want or need to be featured in your magazines? You hit on some key points there, but take that a little further if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, really the main reason why every company really should want to be featured in our magazine is because it's custom media. You know what I mean? They get full review of what we're doing. It's not pure journalism, and that's really the benefit for a company. When a journalist comes into your office, you know, you're excited about the exposure, but part of, you know, you're usually kind of shaking inside just a little bit because if they don't like the cut of your suit or the color of your tie, they can talk about it. You know what I mean? A journalist gets to they get to speak about whatever they want to speak about. And usually, more often than not, when a journalist is covering a story, it's not a company. It's not a corporate case study. It's not a company profile. It's more of usually that company is being profiled as a part of a larger agenda or an angle that they're utilizing to write a story about. So if you're writing a story about, you know, toxic waste cleanup, for example, you might be dealing with, you know, remediation companies, things of that nature. And that's great, but you don't really have a chance to tell your story and make sure that it gets portrayed accurately. So really, every company, any business, whether you're a donut shop, you manufacture widgets, pens, or you're selling a product or service, even if it's a service, you really need to have custom media solutions like ours because it helps you to really tell your story, you know, in your own words, as opposed to having someone else do it for you. Because every business owner can tell you, you know, pretty quickly what it is that they do, why they're better than their competitors, what their advantage is, what their niche is, and you know, really what sets them apart. And that's the story that their clients need to hear. And that's the story that we tell. So that's kind of the short answer to that one.
And thanks for that. Now, today we're joined by Haj Kar, President and CEO of True Line Publishing, a full-service media marketing firm here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Haj, can you give us some examples of how businesses could use their case studies and brochures and journal feature in their marketing efforts?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a really good question because that's sort of the meat and potatoes behind what we're doing here. You know, it's all about utilization. We give people tools, Eric. You know, I always say to our construction clients that a hammer really has no intrinsic value in and of itself. You know, it kind of just sits there. If it's not being utilized, it has no value, right? So the hammer only becomes valuable when you start to swing it and start punching in nails and pulling up nails on the backside, right? So that's kind of the same thing with the tools that we offer. They are just that. They're tools. So when a company gets featured by TrueLine, it's essential that they utilize the marketing the platform itself to really get the most exposure and to get the most value out of this. So the ways in which they could do it, the case study, for example, when we reproduce this article into the custom brochure, it's really important that they utilize it. So, for example, when they're submitting bids, if they're, you know, when they're giving out, you know, prospectus, you know, cases to various clients and talking about why they should be the firm to be utilized for whatever it is, whatever product or service that they offer, they should be utilizing this brochure as a way to give their clients a quick summary, a quick snapshot as to why they're better than the competitors and what they do. Right. So it's a really useful tool. When they're sending emails, I recommend keeping it in the actual email signature on the bottom there so that if a client wanted to just kind of click on that really quickly, they can see an article that really gives a well-told story as to what that company's all about, gives an intimate snapshot as to what they're doing. I think that's really important. The actual article itself, the way in which it's utilized, we do a lot of work on that. On that end, in terms of our optimization, so that when a company does do a Google search, even if just to find their phone number, right? So people are always searching your company. The first page of a Google search, Eric, is really like an online resume as far as I'm concerned. If you Google a company to get their phone number or to just check them out before making your ultimate buying decision, if something negative comes up, you're less likely to want to do business with that firm. Now, everyone's going to have something negative, perhaps, because, you know, the internet's sort of the wild, wild west at the end of the day. But you've got to have more good than bad, right? If the first page of your Google search is fraught with negativity, it's going to have an impact on your bottom line. So articles like this really help to push things forward. And what customers, you know, what clients can do with this article is they can post it across their social media channels to really help to get that organic traffic, so Google recognizes the link so that they get more and more traction, such that the article comes up to the second or third link on the first page of that search, which really gives extreme and optimal visibility to what we're trying to do for them, to give them the best bang for the buck, so to speak, in terms of what they get out of this. Does that make sense?
It certainly does make sense. A lot of helpful information here. Now, obviously, we've mentioned about, you know, folks commenting on our, whether if it's negative comments or positive comments, and reviews are so important today, especially online. Get into why our reviews, in particular third-party reviews, also from trusted sources like yourselves, important for marketing and building a reputation.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, that's really that in essence, Eric, that's where the rubber hits the road when a consumer makes a buying decision. And again, whether it's where to go out to eat or to buy a set of golf clubs, you know, just random examples. One of the first things you're going to do is a Google search. I mean, you know, and there's two ways in which these third-party reviews have a massive impact. And I think that telling a small story might be the easiest way to articulate this. I'm in Chinatown, right? I'm in California, in San Francisco, one of the oldest Chinatowns in the country, if not the oldest, if I'm not mistaken. I'm with my family. We're trying to decide where to go to dinner. So we're walking around, walking through the city, looking for the right spot. We find two little hole-in-the-wall spots side by side, and being in a foodie town like Portland, Maine, you know, I'm all about the small hole in the wall. Those are sometimes where you get the best food. So there's two places side by side. The signs look similar. I put my head in the restaurant and I can see some older ladies in the back clinking pots. It looked really authentic, homemade food. Both places smelled great, looked great. The menus were almost identical. We couldn't decide where to go. I looked to my right, and the window to the right of the store to the right had a little sign that said rated Zagat's best tofu buns, right? And under that it said rated San Francisco Inquirer, whatever the magazine was, rated San Francisco Inquirer's best egg foo young. So guess where I went? I went to the one on the right, because they had a third-party accolade. It made it much easier for me to make a buying decision because someone else already said that restaurant was legit and had a good product. So that literally, that's why I spent money there that day. Another example, if you're going to buy a set of golf clubs, you might do a Google search, best golf clubs 2016. You then read through the different brands, decide which ones might, you know, suit you based on your build and your ability level, and you narrow it down to TaylorMade and Ping. Then how are you going to decide which one to buy? Well, you might Google the reviews, you know, TaylorMade reviews, Ping reviews, and then based on what other people say, you'll make your buying decision. This is pretty this is commonsensical. It's the way in which the world works now with the era of the online access that we have with our phones and whatnot. And we look at reviews, and that's how we make our buying decisions. So really, the third party reviews from a source like us is absolutely critical, because when a company, when a buying decision is being made by a client, one of the first things they're going to do is Google that firm. And if they see our article that talks about how amazing they are come up as one of the first things that they see, they're going to pay attention to that. Because when you're deciding to spend money, you know, you're not looking at what the company says they can do. You want to know what other people say they can do. So a trusted source is a critical component to making a buying decision, and that's one of the key services that we offer, which is why we're able to provide so much value for our clients.
In conclusion, what would be your number one recommendation for enhancing a business's online reputation?
Work with TrueLine. No. I mean, honestly, aside from that, I would say one of the biggest things that companies need to do, my tip would be to just be aware of what's being said. Constantly monitor who's talking about you online and respond. Customers are going to give – they already have a voice, and with the online era that's taking place now here, they have an even bigger voice. So empower that voice. You know, I think one of the biggest tips would be to tell your customers to provide feedback when they're done working with your company. Whatever your product or service is, doesn't matter. You know, give them the link to your Better Business Bureau reports where they can actually post a review about you. Encourage people to do that. It'll push your staff to make sure they're delivering the highest level of quality and service, and it also gives consumers a really good snapshot as to what kind of business that you have. Now, granted, you got to be on your game and you got to make sure that you're doing a good job, but if you are, assuming that you are, those reviews are really going to help to additionally enhance that online reputation profile and really just shape your image in a positive way. So I'd say just empower the voices of your clients, because if you're taking care of business and you're doing a good job, you're doing right by your clients, they're going to help you win more business. Also, be aware of anything negative that someone's saying about you online and respond to it. You know, you're not always going to win. There's always going to be someone that doesn't like you. You know, there's not a profession in the. I think Mother Teresa just got some scrutiny recently in the press, right? Like people were commenting on some things about her. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. If you're human, someone's going to say something negative. When they do, respond. Don't just hide from it. Talk about it. And if you did something wrong and you made a mistake, fall on your sword. Do it all openly, honestly, and publicly so that your consumers and your and the folks that are going to be deciding whether or not to buy your product or service are in the loop, and they can see all that and make a good decision based on the ethics that you're putting forth. So I think just being open and honest online, being active, and encouraging your customers to give you feedback is absolutely critical.
Excellent advice. We thank you for all this information and insight. Where can listeners get more information about True Line Publishing online?
You know, truelinepublishing.com, you know, there's a bunch of information there. We typically have angles when we're going after companies, in terms of if it's a part of a segment that we're doing. But if a company was interested in getting more info on custom media in general, what we do, the kinds of segments that we have, to see if they might fall into some of those, all the information would be at True Line Publishing. And you can see the magazines that we have and the different sectors that we cover and those websites. They're all linked there. So I would say truelinepublishing.com would be the best information source, Eric.
Hodge, you're certainly doing a fantastic job in this space. Once again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and certainly wish you all the best.
Hey, no problem. Thanks a lot. I appreciate being here. Thank you, Eric. Have a great day, man.
Hey, you too as well. We've been speaking with Hodge Carr, President and CEO of True Line Publishing, a full-service media marketing firm that helps businesses manage and grow their reputations through custom media solutions. And once again, for more information, simply visit truelinepublishing.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.